gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. We're still here, and we're still speaking freely. That's a tough thing. We'll be talking about with Mark Collette, who is still here and still speaking freely, but with not quite as much reach as before. We'll talk about that. So go to National Bugle Radio, click on the donate button, smash it, send some money. We're still here. You want us to still be here. Go to CoCertified. Download the app if you can. We know already, it was a couple of years ago, that Tim Scott made his big gay move on CoCertified. CoCertified totally doesn't swing that way. Never has, never would think of it. It's just totally not gay. But Tim Scott, Tim, what's his name? Tim Apple. Tim, whatever. Tim Apple is. And he deplatformed CoCertified then and there. Is it still in the Play Store for, what is it, Android? I don't even know. Go there, try to download it, let us know, and otherwise, go to nationalbugle.com. You can use the online version of CoCertified, that's for sure. The hammer is coming down, the censorship hammer is coming down full swing on everything that's important, whether it's CoCertified, whether it's Mark Collette's Twitter, whether it's Donald Trump and his lawyers. We're going to be talking about all of that. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. That was one of your best intros ever.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot to talk about, and I can understand why you are mildly flustered when there's this much to be discussing. And yes, my Twitter has been killed. It is dead. It is gone. Although they are saying I can appeal, and I have appealed, but I haven't heard anything from them. I haven't even had an email telling me it's gone. I mean, these people are so out of control. They have so much incredible power that when things like this happen, they absolutely manage to do anything they want. They're a law unto themselves. And this is what happens when you place this much power in these corporations. They're not in the hands of the people. This power isn't in the hands of the people. It's not in the hands of people that the people can vote out of power or can retaliate.
Tucker Carlson said Google's the most powerful company ever. And when he started saying that a couple of years ago, it really sounded like hyperbole. But here we have now, we're in the midst of the overthrowing of the American Republic, fixing an election, and Twitter, Google, Facebook, right in the middle of it. Was he right? Are these the most powerful corporations ever?
They are, and they're powerful because they control flow of information. That's the important thing to remember here. They control the flow of information. Once you control the flow of information, you control more or less everything. And this isn't like the media, because people say, oh, well, the media used to control the flow of information. I don't think the media was ever as powerful as Google is now, because with the media, you could just turn off. With the media, it was a narrative that was being spewed forth by people. But I think what we're seeing here is something a little bit bigger, or a lot bigger, and I think it's a lot more insidious, because these people not only control flow of information, they control the official media narrative, but they control what we see. Whereas before you could turn off, there's very few ways to actually turn off now. If you're on Twitter, you only see one thing. If you're on Facebook, you only see one thing. If you do a Google search, you get the results that they handpick for you. If you're running a website that they don't like, your website disappears down the rabbit hole. The memory hole. If you have a Twitter account they don't like, they'll ban you. If you have a Facebook account they don't like, they will ban you. And that is an unprecedented amount of power. It doesn't just affect the tailoring of information from a few mouths and a few sources, so all of this dovetails, says the same thing, all of it's controlled. That's not what this is. What this is something completely different. It's controlling the dialogue from every angle, hiding what they don't want to see, curating what they do want to see. And it's very, very frightening. It's very, very frightening. Not only is it frightening, but it's also something that is being ramped up. Because if people think they've seen the worst of this, if people think that this is all getting to reaching a climax and it's all going to be over soon, I don't think it is. I think this is going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. And I've been discussing this, or I have discussed this several times on the David Duke Show, and he is someone that can really talk about this because he's one of those people who has had his website hidden. He's one of those people that's had the information about him curated, carefully tweaked, so that when you Google Dr. David Duke, you don't get his website, you don't get his side of the story, you don't get his Twitter account because he doesn't have one anymore. You get the media narrative on him. So what was once an open platform, a place where people could come to find information and make up their mind, is now the most controlled platform. And I think in a way that makes it more dangerous because people still come to the internet believing it to be a place where you can find the truth and hear both sides of the story.
When you look at the largest companies by market capitalization, the value of all of their shares, you have Google in, I think, is it in third place? I think first place is it Amazon and then Apple and then Google? It's something like that. But the thing is, Amazon has a zillion competitors. You can go to Walmart. You can go to whatever. I mean, Amazon sells everything, but you can buy those things in places. And, you know, Amazon sells everything. Google is just in information. And if you're making decisions like voting or like believing things, what you believe in, what you don't believe in, that's all based on information. That's, being able to buy sweat socks doesn't, you know, cheap sweat socks don't change your mind about things. But these searches that you do online do. And, certainly, I mean, Google, it's just amazing what they and it's also blatant now. And you look at Google and Facebook and Twitter, and it's really like for the past years, you know, we've been warning about this with the great deplatforming. We've been warning about this. Of course, I was on your show. What was it? A year and a half ago? And you informed me, because it happened while I was on your show, that my little YouTube account was deleted, along with a number of other people. And, of course, you know, it's been going on. Charlottesville saw a big increase in it. But now what we're seeing is just absolutely massive, and it is coinciding with the overthrow of the American Republic. This is what I keep saying. That's what this is. It's not about Trump anymore. Although, like it or not, the fate of the American public and perhaps even Western civilization is in Donald Trump's tiny orange hands, like it or not. And maybe it's not in his hands, but the fate of his presidency is very much the fate of the American Republic. And you're just seeing an unprecedented clampdown on dissent from the Google approved party line, and it's gotten to Trump's been censored multiple times, and now his lawyer Sidney Powell was on talk shows, you know, the Sunday morning talk shows. She still got onto the talk shows. It's getting very, very difficult to get anything out through the mainstream media, because anything that is said regarding the possibility of a corrupt election, a hoaxed election, fraudulent election, any reporting done on it is always prefaced with totally baseless claims. Sidney Powell, she had been on Fox News a few times, and she was, and the same with Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, who's also on Trump's law team. And they've been discussing specific evidence. And Sidney Powell was on talk shows over the weekend saying that they've got the smoking gun, and they will be announcing it today. So we are being news-cucked, so to speak. It might be that, you know, we're recording this in the morning, and because I am no longer able to do live shows in the afternoon anymore, other than every now and then. And she says that regarding the election machines, which Dominion produced the machines, in many cases, these are optical scanners that read the ballots and count the ballots, that regarding these Dominion machines, and there's another company also that's involved called, I believe, Smarttronics, that they have the smoking gun. They've had whistleblowers. They know exactly how the Dominion allows for the election riggers to see votes in real time, to switch votes in real time, that they've got the exact mathematical algorithms that are used. That they've got it all, that this can be done by loading things onto a thumbnail drive. This can be done remotely through the internet. That Donald Trump won in a landslide. We're not talking about thousands or hundreds of thousands of votes. We're talking about millions of votes that were switched, and that she'll be, she and I guess Rudy will be doing an announcement today. So we'll see. We'll see just what's in that. And maybe the listeners have already seen it. But what's telling is she says that, and immediately her Twitter account was terminated. And you know something about your Twitter account being terminated. Why'd they do it?
I certainly do. It doesn't surprise me that they terminated a Twitter account, because at the moment they're absolutely desperate.
What could be the technicality? What could be the technical reason for deleting? How does that violate terms of service?
Well, that's the interesting thing. At one point, they used to give you reasons as to why they terminated, but they don't anymore. They don't give you any reasons as to why they terminated. They just, your account's just gone. You go to log in. You see, when my account went, I woke up in the morning, I checked my emails. I hadn't actually checked my Twitter first thing, which was interesting, because usually I do. I had a look though, nothing in my email box. Before I went to my Twitter, I then went to my WhatsApp. I'd actually received a WhatsApp from one of my friends, and she said to me, has your Twitter account been suspended? And I always laugh, because when people say, has your Twitter account been suspended, that usually means your Twitter account has been suspended. And it was that they had suspended my account. And at that point, what happened is I was thinking to myself, oh, what was the reason here? There must be a reason. They must have, you know, I've had that account for 4 years. It's got 60,000 followers. This isn't just like a little sock puppet account. This isn't an account which is viewed by just a handful of people. This is a reasonably big account. It gets around 12 million Twitter views per month. You know, it's popular. Plenty of people of note, including Donald Trump Jr., have retweeted this account. So it isn't actually something which is small. It's obviously a real account. It's verified via phone number, etc. So I thought, have I received a text? No text messages. Have I received an email? Said I hadn't seen an email earlier. So I went through all my junk mail folders expecting to find an email. No email. Went into all my deleted items. Had I received an email? Because you always start thinking this, then have I deleted it? Where's it gone? Where could it have gone? You know, did I delete it earlier on by mistake? Went through all my deleted items, no deleted emails from Twitter. And at this point, I started to realize there wasn't going to be any communication from these people. They are now so brazen. They don't have to tell you. and they're not going to tell you. They just want you gone, and that's it. It's over. You've lost. Your account's being terminated. And they don't care. They don't care. Because at one point, these social networks, they had this sort of veil of doing the right thing. They would allow people to appeal. They would send people notes. They would give people a number of strikes. And it all seemed to look above board. And although in many cases it wasn't above board, they at least gave the appearance of it all being above board. They had to keep up appearances. But that's not the case anymore. And I should imagine that this good lady, I believe she is, it is a woman, yes?
Yeah, her name's Sidney Powell.
Yeah, I've seen her on Fox News. She started talking about something and she was completely shut down, and they said they were uncomfortable allowing her to talk any further because she was talking about the illegitimacy of the election. So,
ever seen little kids who stick their fingers in their ears and start just making random noises because they don't want to hear something?
I wasn't going to say that, Patrick. I have, but I was going to say something that I think slightly more to the point on this.
Okay,
one,
please do.
For possibly the first 2 to 3 years of Trump being in office, and that's 2 to 3 years of him being in office for 4 years, all the media talked about was the legitimacy of the 2016 election. That is all they talked about. They talked about it being hacked. They talked about Russian influence. Everything was about the legitimacy or illegitimacy of that one particular election. And everyone was talking about it. In fact, there was really very little else that these people did talk about. It was just, was the election legitimate? Could there have been Russian interference? Was there Russian hacking? Was there Russian control over the voting machines? Could the machines be hacked? Could they be tampered with? Did Vladimir Putin spend millions on social media or billions trying to influence the American people? Were all the pro-Trump memes designed in Russia? Because if they were, that was Russia's way of influencing the election. So we had everything here, from the voting machines being hacked to the idea that Putin has armies of people creating memes in Russia just to subvert the American system. And this went on and it went on and it went on. And I think by the end of it, the only people who weren't tired of hearing about this obviously fake news was the media, because they just kept on with it. And the Russia sort of scandal, in inverted commas, I say inverted commas because it wasn't really actually a scandal at all. It was just a big nothing burger, really. It was a red herring. Yeah. Has been going on for years. I mean, people still reference it now, but as soon as the boot's on the other foot and people want to talk about the legitimacy of this election, oh my gosh, well, you can't talk about the legitimacy or illegitimacy of an election, can you? Because that's just too dangerous to the Republic.
Yeah, oh, by switching to mail-in, we now have the most secure election system in history. I saw it on the news, so it must be true.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about, Patrick. This is the most absurd. This is, well, it's just unbelievable. It's completely absurd.
It is. Okay, so you've got this announcement coming up. You're seeing headlines already in places like Revolver, Trump getting ready to show how badly shattered and violate the great Constitution has been the 2020 election. Oh, next link. Trump attorney Sidney Powell, millions of votes were shifted by Dominion software. And then, of course, we'll talk about this after the break, but you had in Washington, D.C. and so many state capitals, you had these giant Stop the Steal pro-Trump rallies. And, of course, there was violence unleashed against them. And talk about more double standards, talk about more intimidation. But they were out there. So we'll be right back. Hey, gang.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We are back. So here we are. On Saturday, there was... It's, you know, you never know what the numbers are, but there was a very large, certainly at least 100,000 people came to MAGA march in Washington, lots of people. And they're saying that Joe Biden didn't win the election, that the election's being stolen. And of course, there's plenty of evidence to suspect that. And they were attacked. But I mean, for the most part, they had their meaningful demonstration. There was a drive-by of the demonstration by President Trump's motorcade, and I think it seemed to be a success. But you do see that, you know, on their way out, there were, I guess, stragglers or people who were separated from the large group, and they were attacked by local blacks, of which there are many in Washington, D.C., and by Antifa, who no doubt had been bussed in from wherever. And they were attacked. There was a video of one man who had gray hair. He is probably in his 50s, but he was large and in good shape. And he was fending off a whole bunch. And then he just, like, he thought he had done what he had to do, and he just turned around and he was stomping away. And then you see one, I think it was a black guy. It's hard to tell. But somebody run up and smash him from behind as he was walking away, and he was decked. And of course, is that person who smashed him, is he going to be doxxed? Is he going tried and put in prison for years and years and years, I wouldn't hold my breath. But did you hear anything about these rallies, these demonstrations where you are in England? Did you hear anything about it?
I did. They did mention these rallies, but they were very quick to firstly downplay the size and secondly to overplay the amount of violence at these rallies, and also to sort of say, oh, there was clashes between different groups. Mm-hmm. And when they say that, what they're trying to do is, again, play down Antifa, play down exactly what Antifa is up to. And I think this is absolutely disgusting because, again, nobody wants to talk about Antifa. None of the papers want to talk about this radical leftist group that are attacking anybody that they disagree with. And ultimately, this is a major, major issue. I think basically what we've got here is complete media collusion with Antifa. Antifa are now the first line of defense for the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are the shock troops, and they're attacking people, Antifa, and then, of course, Black Lives Matter. They're so violent. And let's remember, the media has been lying about anything and everything important this year. So we've talked until we're blue in the face about the coronavirus, which is a virus, it seems, not particularly dangerous, and yet Andy Hitchcock says that in his neck of the woods, you're in bubbles and you're only allowed to visit one family member's house. If people are living alone, they can have a bubble with one other family and not two. And so he had to choose between visiting his elderly mother or visiting his girlfriend. And that's stuff like that is happening here. And Chicago, this starting today, is going into a massive lockdown. There are lockdowns that are going to be start for what? The Black Lives Matter thing. George Floyd. We've thoroughly documented that he wasn't murdered by racist police. That he was he had committed a crime. The police arrived. They see that he's in a state of excited delirium. Brought about by his drug overdose. He was clearly on drugs. The autopsy shows massive amount of drugs. And they followed the procedure, and he was resisting arrest. And according to their police training manual, that put him at risk of heart attack. And so they used the protocols of putting somebody in the recovery position and holding them until the medics arrive. This is in their manual, this is the recommended procedure. They were trying to save his life, regardless of what you think about the need of the neck or shoulder. That is in the manual. They were doing exactly what they were trained to do to save his life. And yet we had all of this hoaxing going on. So I don't know. I'm kind of filibustering. We got another break coming up. But that's the thing. They've lied to us about everything, and at some point, an awful lot of normies have to know that they're lying to us about a whole bunch of things, and so they're seeing the election, and supposedly 85% of Trump voters think that the election's stolen, and that's a huge amount. So when we come back, I want to hear what you think about, what are the prospects? Can America ever go back to its new normal? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we are back. So the question is, can America ever go back to its new normal or its old normal or any other kind of normal?
No, one of the great things about Donald Trump is he has polarized America like no other man has. I think America was already, it was very polarized anyway. But Donald Trump has brought that to the fore. He's brought that to the surface. And I think now what you're seeing is something absolutely incredible, something that is, you know, completely unprecedented, really. And this is something that needed to happen. I think there's a huge, huge number of people now who want to talk about immigration. They want to talk about demographics. I think there's a huge number of people that don't want to live in a degenerate, debased society where there's LGBT material being pushed on people.
If you look at Google today, their little doodle, it's something like today is Trans Awareness Day.
Well, sadly, I am aware of
trans, because I was never aware of
them. Sadly, I am aware of them, but they are. Yeah. I mean, I look at all of this, I see it as being absolute madness. And I see what we have here now is something that we aren't going to come back from. You are not going to see everything just go back to normal. What Trump has done, and I think it's for the better, not for the worse, is he's brought these things to the fore, and many, many people want to talk about them now. Many, many people want these things discussed. They don't want it to go back to how it was before, and it won't be going back to how it was before, because it can't. Once the genie's out of the bottle, you're not getting him back in. And people want to talk about race, they want to talk about immigration, they want to talk about demographics, and I think there's been too much done now, which is a good thing, to expose and undermine the lying media. I think there's been too much done to expose and undermine the deep state, and I think those things will stand Americans in good stead for a long time to come now. And as I said, that's exactly what we needed. That's exactly what nationalists needed. We needed a situation where people were no longer going to trust this rotten and corrupt system, because previously people did trust the rotten and corrupt system. They trusted the system, despite the fact the system wanted them erased, and that was a huge problem. You know, we've got a system that wanted white people erased, and now white people aren't trusting that system, which is what they need to do. They need distrust in the system if they are going to survive. So I think that's very, very important. And that's something we definitely have to thank Trump for. You know, at times I've been critical of Trump, but I think it's fair to say that I've also praised him when he's done things that are right, when he's been on the right side of things. And at the moment, he is doing something very good. He's making it so that normal people understand just how corrupt the system is. And you can see all of these celebrities, all these media hacks, all these presenters desperately saying, he mustn't do this, he mustn't do this, as if for some reason Trump shouldn't expose the system for what it is. But he is going to expose the system for what he is. It is going to hurt them, and it is going to lead to a situation where many, many, many normal people will absolutely not have any faith in the corrupt anti-anymore. And that's brilliant, because Trump needs to now do to the media exactly what he did. Do to the deep state and the election machine, or the Democrat election machine, exactly what he's already done to the media. He needs to show people what a corrupt farce it is, because for years, groups that I've been involved in, groups like the British National Party, groups that I'm involved in now, like Patriotic Alternative, have tried to point out how crooked this system is. Oh, not just the media, not just the people on your TV screens, but we've tried to talk about how corrupt the actual system is, how it's not just the media, how there is a deep state, how there is a group of people out there who are pulling strings, who have power behind the seats of power. And getting that through to normal people was a real hard sell. Getting that through to people and getting people to actually accept the truth of that was something that was very difficult. But once that's coming from high office, once that's coming from somebody like Trump, all of a sudden, it's not such a hard sell, is it? It's not something that is so difficult to get through to people. And I believe that that's another way that Donald Trump has done amazing things for people like us.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the idea that that Trump lost this election, do you remember, it was a long time ago, but that you and David and I and Jason and another lad.
Horace,
right. We were on your show on a Sunday night right before the election, and we all thought that Donald Trump was going to win. And then, lo and behold, we're told that he lost. But the things that we were talking about, because I had not, you know, I had been predicting the disputed election all along. And then those last couple of weeks, there just seemed like such a groundswell for Trump, and the Biden campaign was going nowhere. I mean, he was mostly not even making appearances. And when he did make appearances, nobody showed up, just his own staffers. And I started thinking, well, maybe, I was still saying it'll probably be disputed, but maybe Trump will pull it off. They won't be able to close the gap, but, you know, you think of him making, like, Trump having those several rallies a day in the middle of nowhere, and having everybody show up, and all of a sudden some deserted airstrip is the biggest population center in the county with all of these people. He had such enthusiasm. People would walk for, you know, literally walk for miles to go see him because some of these places didn't even have parking lots. So they have to park miles away and walk. And then at the same time, Joe Biden, he had a so-called, you know, rally in at Milwaukee Airport. And it was on C-SPAN. Nobody showed up. There was folding chairs on the tarmac with his staffers, and that was it. Nobody was there. He had supposedly a rally in Pittsburgh. I didn't see anything about it. I saw absolutely nothing about it anywhere because I'm sure nobody showed up. And yet, if you look at the official returns, you see that Biden in Milwaukee or in Pittsburgh or in Philadelphia, supposedly, you know, he was getting all of the black vote, 100% coming in, and 90% turnout. Like Milwaukee, I think it supposedly had like 89% turnout. So going to vote. Now, you look back 12 years when Barack Obama was elected, and you look in these places, you look in the black precincts in Milwaukee or Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Cleveland, you look in these places, and Obama was getting close to 100% of the vote, but Obama wasn't even getting 60% turnout. He was getting maybe 50 to 60% turnout in black neighborhoods. And then Biden, you're telling me that in Philadelphia, getting 90% turnout, whereas Obama could only get 60% turnout, that the blacks are so much more enthusiastic for Biden than they are for Obama? So it's just so obvious that this is fraudulent. And, there's that. But the thing is, if the powers that be, if they can get away with this, what are they not going to get away with? If they can get away with faking an election, an American presidential election, can't they do anything? Where are they going to stop?
Well, they're not going to stop. And this is very, very interesting, because one of the things that I've said to people about this relates to other Republicans. And this is extremely important, because right now, other Republicans have to make a big decision. They have to decide whether they ever want the chance to contest elections again. Because ultimately, if they get away with this absolutely massive, massive fraud, what you're going to see is a situation whereby they can do it anywhere. Because if they've done it to the highest office in the world, why can't they do it at local level? If they've done it to the President of the United States, why can't they do it to, I don't know, a senator, a governor, somebody who's going for local police commissioner? It can be done anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is exactly what will happen. I believe that you will absolutely see this taking place all over, because they can. And why wouldn't they? Because once you've cheated on the biggest stage in the world, why wouldn't you cheat on the smaller ones? Once you know you can do it in front of the most watched and reported on election ever held, why can't you do it at the smaller ones where fewer people are watching and no one's reporting and they don't really have, people just aren't interested? Why couldn't you? Well, of course you can. And I think everybody in the Republican hierarchy needs to be more concerned about that than they do about trying to please their enemies and trying to ultimately, because this is what they're trying to do. The Republicans now, absolutely disgusting, are doing everything in their power to actually try and please the Democrats. The Republicans and the so-called, what can we call them, the mainstream Republican news outlets, say like Fox News, are trying to support the idea that the American system could never be rigged like that. Mm. I think the idea is, it being rigged from outside is one thing. But being rigged from inside is something that they won't tolerate. And I believe that is what they are so scared of now. They're so scared of the American people knowing that this has been rigged, not by the Russians, not by some shadowy force outside of America that no one knows or is ultimately faceless. Because you can say the Russians, but the Russians, they don't have a face, do they? Yeah. They don't have... They're not one person. They're not somebody
unknown and untouchable, short of going to war.
Exactly, unknown and untouchable. That's a very good point. But to suggest that this happened from within America, to suggest that this happened by the hands of fellow Americans, now that really is something, isn't it? That really is a huge, huge development, like we've never seen before. And yeah. if this does turn out the way we are predicting, if this actually does happen, my gosh, I genuinely believe what we will be seeing here will be something that changes everything. It'll be something that absolutely changes the way America is for good, because you just can't go back. And that's ultimately the question you asked. Can things ever go back to the way they were before? I think the answer to that is a resounding no.
No, indeed. And so Sidney Powell, she says that these machines were used in Venezuela, apparently. And I remember in real time when Hugo Chavez was president of Venezuela, I do remember hearing about, because I'm interested in voting machines, and they were using voting machines where you had paper ballots and a paper trail, which was good, but they were read by optical scanners, and that's apparently where the vote flipping is going on. And she says that they've been used overseas, and overseas elections have been manipulated. And she said that California in 2016, where you had this, you know, when you hear that Trump lost the popular vote, well, that's almost exclusively due to California, where there was supposedly some huge Hillary margin of victory of millions of votes. And that's where that whole Trump lost the popular vote thing came from, almost exclusively from California. And then I think of Sidney Powell didn't talk about this, but I think of the 2018 midterm elections. And on, you know, the day after the election, there were still about 20 House seats that were not called. How much of this was due to the voting machines, how much of it was due to courts, I don't know. But all 20 of them ultimately went to the Democrats, and that was very strange. So I'd like to know about that. But you also touched on something else very, very important, and that is if they can do this to the presidency, they can do it to the elected offices, you know, all the way down to dog catcher. And if you look at the election totals that have been released so far, so many alleged Biden voters weren't voting downstream. They weren't so basically what's happening is that there are all these fraudulent ballots that were created that were only going to Biden, and they weren't voting for Congress. They weren't voting for state legislature. But why not in the future? Maybe they were too rushed this time. But the thing is, you know, you can think of Mitt Romney or Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. These are, you know, well-known senators. They're nationally recognized. They ran for president. They've been thoroughly vetted by the system, and so you might not have much faith in them. But the people who really have the power to overturn this election are state legislators in these key swing states who nobody has ever heard of, and who are much less vetted by the system because there's so much lower in it. There's a lot less vetting that goes on there. And maybe they will be thinking, hey, if it can happen to the president, maybe it's going to happen to me next time. And so I better stand up, because that's what I'm saying. I'm so confident that these state legislators are going to overturn the election results, and they have the constitutional power to do so and appoint a slate of clean electors for Donald Trump. So,
well, I'm not quite sure I have quite as much faith as you just yet. But I do think if a compelling case is put forward, and that compelling case is taken all the way to the Supreme Court, which it obviously would be, I think at that point we would see something truly remarkable. At that point we would see something that was absolutely unprecedented, something that had never really happened before. And that would be the open questioning of the American system and the open discussion that the election may well have been rigged by people within America. And that, on top of all the other things we've talked about today, means things can never, ever go back to normal.
Okay, well, we are up on the last break, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back. All right, so we just have a few minutes left. You know, there's the rigging of elections. Earlier you were talking about all of the years spent on the whole Russia thing. And both of these go back to the CIA, and they go back to John Brennan. The CIA is well known for rigging elections. And John Brennan was Obama's CIA chief. And according to Professor Stephen F. Cohen, who passed away on the same day as Ruth Bader Ginsburg earlier this autumn, he said that John Brennan was the source of the information in the Steele dossier. It was John Brennan and his CIA. And John Brennan is completely freaking out right now. And he's always, I think he's a paid contributor to MSNBC. He's always on CNN. And they love him. They love him. It's weird that somehow the so-called left is now so big on the CIA and the intelligence community. But he's worried that Donald Trump is going to declassify a whole bunch of information and expose everything, which would put our national security at risk. Well, it would probably put his own freedom at risk, because he no doubt has been involved in a lot of criminality. So what do you think in these last minutes, what do you think about the prospect of Donald Trump, who's been tweeting things like release the Krakens and declassify everything, actually going and declassifying a bunch of stuff? Is that in the cards?
I think everything is on the cards. That sounds a little bit mad. Everything is on the cards, but it is. Because the thing with Donald Trump is he's a maverick, and some people like that in him, some people don't. Some people think that's a good thing, some people think that's a bad thing. And him being a maverick is also rolled in with the fact that he doesn't like to lose. And I know that sounds very obvious, the man does not like to lose. But when you have a maverick who doesn't like to lose, and you are facing something as we are seeing now, I believe fundamentally that poses a huge, huge threat for the entire system. The system itself will now be shaking. Because if Trump, if it's all overthrown, I mean, really, these people would have been far better to let Trump have a second term, let him ride it out, and after that second term, made sure that the Republican Party elected somebody as a presidential candidate that they could control. That would have been far easier for them than doing this. Because if they screw him over, and if he feels he has been screwed over, with him being a radical, with him being a very sore loser, it is likely that at some point he's going to blow the lid on absolutely everything. And if Trump does that, that could bring all of these people down.
Yeah, and he's already fired Mark Esper, his defense secretary, last week. That was a big deal. A lot of people are looking at Gina Haspel is probably being gone. She's the CIA director this week. And, of course, Haspel has been blocking the release of a lot of data, especially regarding Russiagate. So anything could happen. It's going to be interesting. And even we might get news cooked in the next few hours, but we'll see. But what's up with your – you still have your YouTube channel and your weekly shows. What's up with you this week?
Well, this week I will be having Morgoth on the show, and we will be discussing, amongst other things, this particular issue. And hopefully it will be a good show. I haven't decided what I'm going to make my weekly video about. There's been a lot of big developments with Patriotic Alternative over the last week or so, not least one of our young activists being arrested for putting out a leaflet, which is an absolute huge abuse of power. But you can find out the truth about all of those things over on my YouTube channel.
Okay, hey, last words. This is a headline from RT. I was just looking. French President Macron: for every European country demographically disappearing, in the same period, one African country appears. No time to talk about it, but I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.